Welcome to New Generation Church with Pastor Eddie Medina.
The Lord is good. Dios es bueno. Amen. If you have your Bible, tiene su Biblia, vamos a entrar la palabra. We're going to get in the Word. In Nehemiah chapter 4, Nehemiah capítulo 4, we will continue. Vamos a continuar. Praise God. Alabado sea Dios. Nehemiah chapter 4, and if you'll go with me to verse 9. Nehemiah capítulo 4, verso 9. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. No pare de alabar a Dios, iglesia. Amen. Praise Jesus. And it reads, "Nevertheless, we made our prayer to our God. And because of them, we set a watch against them day and night. Entonces oramos a nuestro Dios, y por causa de ellos pusimos guarda contra ellos de día y de noche." If you recall last week, si recuerda la semana pasada, they prayed, ellos oraron. Nehemiah and his people took action, but they began to pray. Nehemías y su gente tomaron acción, pero también oraron. Today's topic, el tema de hoy, I named it is remove the debris from your life. El tema de hoy le puse, hermanos, retirar los escombros de tu vida. So notice that they prayed and they took action. Oraron y tomaron acción. Nothing stopped them. Nada los paró. And there's something about, hay algo cuando the harder it gets, entre más difícil esté la situación, the greater the challenge, entre mayor, más grande el reto, hay algo, there's just something about when you pray at that moment, oras en ese momento, you take it to God, se lo llevas a Dios, God moves, Dios se mueve. Because remember, recuerde, that they were angry. Ellos estaban muy enojados. And they had come, ellos habían venido para atacar, to attack. And remember, they wanted to come to what? To bring confusion. Ellos venían con un propósito de hacer daño o traer confusión. Because we talked about that the enemy likes to bring confusion. He likes to harm. El enemigo le gusta traer confusión y le gusta traer daño. That's what the enemy likes to do. Eso es lo que el enemigo, or the devil. Don't get scared if I say devil, right? No se asuste si digo diablo. But that's what he does. Eso es lo que él hace. So what did they do? ¿Qué hicieron ellos? Right away, ellos, they prayed, oraron. It reminds me in the New Testament, me recuerda en el Nuevo Testamento, when Paul and Silas, Pablo y Silas, they were about to have a prayer meeting at the beach. Iban a tener un tiempo de oración en la playa. And suddenly, siempre, because how many know the devil doesn't like prayer? Al diablo no le gusta la oración. There came the distraction. Vino la distracción. There was a young lady, había una mujer, used by the enemy, usado por el enemigo, and kept bothering Paul and Silas. Y continuaba esta mujer, usada por el enemigo, insistiendo, atacando a Pablo y Silas. But it wasn't till Paul, no era hasta que Pablo, he was fed up. Se cansó. How many know you got to get fed up sometimes? ¿Cuántos saben que se tienen que cansar, hermanos? Amen. And, you know, Paul used the authority that God had given him. Pablo usó la autoridad que Dios le había dado a él y a Silas. Him and Silas. And at one time, en una ocasión, he turned around, se volteó, and, straight up just told her, come out in the name of Jesus. Le digo, sal fuera en el nombre de Jesús. So what happened? ¿Qué pasó? The owners of the girl, los dueños de la muchacha, they got mad, se enojaron, made a big thing, se una cosa grande, and they put Paul and Silas in prison. Metieron a Pablo y a Silas en la prisión. But what did they do? ¿Qué hicieron? They didn't complain, no se quejaron. They didn't do the blaming thing. No se estaban quejando uno al otro o echando la culpa unos a otros. The Bible says, it says, but at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. Dice la Biblia, pero a medianoche, Pablo y Silas estaban orando y cantando himnos a Dios. Are you getting it? Está agarrando, hermanos. See, the greater the challenge, el reto más grande, or the attack, o el ataque, this is the time to what? To pray unto God. Es el momento, el tiempo de orar a Dios. You already know what the Bible says. ¿Qué dice la Biblia? God inhabits the praises of his people. In other words, every time that you sing or you pray unto the Lord, God inhabits. In other words, God invades the place where you are at. Cuando tú oras y cantas al Señor, dice la Biblia, que Dios habita en medio de la alabanza de su pueblo, hermano. Dios visita ese lugar donde tú estás. Amen. What did Nehemiah and his team do? ¿Qué hizo Nehemías y su equipo? They took it to the Lord. Se lo llevaron al Señor. They pray to God. Oraron a Dios. And the Bible says in the book of Acts, dice en el libro de los Hechos, that the prisoners were listening. That means they were being loud. Dice que los escuchaban en la prisión cuando cantaban. Son quiere decir, hermanos, que estaban cantando con voz alta. Hallelujah. Amen. You're not ashamed. No te da vergüenza alabar y glorificar a Dios. You're not ashamed to sing unto the Lord and praise the Lord and say glory to God. Y decir gloria a Dios. Amen. God's been too good to us. Dios ha sido muy bueno para con nosotros. That's the reason why we praise God. Por eso adoramos, alabamos al Señor. That's why we lift up our hands. Por eso levantamos nuestra mano. Because we are grateful for what God has done in our life. Estamos muy agradecidos por lo que el Señor ha hecho en nuestra vida. Por eso glorificamos el nombre del Señor. That is the reason why we glorify the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, so Instead of just thinking about it, oh, it's hard. Why me? Deber de estar pensando, hermanos, cuando viene el ataque o viene algo a tu vida, estar diciendo, ¿por qué yo? ¿Por qué a mí siempre me pasa? No, do something about it. Haz algo. Use the weapons that God has given you. Usa las armas que Dios te ha dado a ti. Don't stay quiet. No se quede callado. Use your mouth. Usa tu boca. Hallelujah. Para alabar a Dios o hablar con Dios. To praise God or to talk to God. The Bible says in Psalms 35. It says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. Dice la Biblia, hermanos, por la noche durará el lloro y a la mañana vendrá la alegría. Hallelujah. It's just for a moment. As a matter of fact, right now, whatever you might be facing, it's for a moment. Dice la Biblia, por un momento, quizás, hermano, por un momento, es un momento solamente, hermano, lo que estés pasando. En otras palabras, no va a durar para siempre. Parece ser que va a durar para siempre. It might seem that it's going to take forever, or this doesn't go away, you know, or this attack, o este ataque. Hermano, it's temporary, es temporal. But the key is, what are you going to do in the moment? Pero la llave es, ¿qué vas a hacer en el momento? Nehemiah and them, they prayed to God. Nehemiah y ellos oraron a Dios. Paul and Silas, what did they do? They prayed and they added even more. They sang to the Lord. Ellos oraron y le echaron un poquito más, cantaron al Señor. Hay unos que ni uno de los dos hacen. Sometimes not even one or two of those you do. Hallelujah. But it says in verse 10, dice el verso 10. Look at verse 10, verso 10. Oh, I'm sorry, ahí en el verso 9, verse 9. Then we'll go to 10, verso 9. Look what it says. Miren lo que dice. Dice que oraron a Dios. The Bible says that we made our prayer to our God. Now, think about this. It says, and because of them. Who are them? Their enemies. I want you to get this. Dice la Biblia, hermanos, y por causa de ellos, ¿quién son ellos? Los enemigos. You know, sometimes, muchas veces, you ought to be grateful for them. Hay en veces que tienes que dar gracias por ellos. Because they make you pray. Te hacen orar. It keeps you humble. Te mantiene humilde. You know, instead of, him or her and él, ella y que esto. No. Notice what they're saying. Lo que está diciendo. Obviously, they prayed to God, oraron a Dios. It says, nevertheless, we made our prayer to God, and because of them, dice la Biblia, y por causa de ellos. See them as a blessing. Verlos como una bendición. That's number one. Número uno. Number two, they make you look to God. Número dos, ellos te hacen mirar hacia Dios. Thirdly, número tres, that's what we're doing. Look at that. It's going to make you pray. Te va a hacer orar. Because let me tell you something. God will always do a better job than you. Dios siempre hará un trabajo mejor que tú. Many times we want to fix things. Muchas veces nosotros queremos arreglar cosas. But let me remind you, God is wiser than us. Dios es más sabio que nosotros. God is more loving than us. Dios es más amoroso, hermanos, que nosotros. Hallelujah. Amen. See, we pick and choose. Nosotros escogemos. God, Dios no hace acepción de personas. God doesn't, you know, this and or this. No. God loves everybody the same. Dios ama todo mejor. Amen. So they said, dijeron, y por causa de ellos, and because of them. And here's the second thing they did. Esta es la segunda cosa que hicieron. The Bible says we set a watch. Esta es la segunda cosa que hicieron. Pusimos guarda. Guarda contra ellos. What does that mean? ¿Qué quiere decir eso, hermano? They took action. Tomaron acción otra vez, again. See, you can pray, puedes orar, but if you don't take action, no tomas acción. Amen. We can sound good, podemos oírnos bonito, but if there's no action, no hay acción, there's no works, no hay obras. Faith without works is dead. La fe sin obras está muerta. They took action, ellos tomaron acción. In other words, they did something about it. Hicieron algo. Let me tell you, church, déjeme les digo, when you really want to change, cuando tú quieres cambiar, you got to do something about it. Tienes que hacer algo. God's going to do it. Dios lo va a hacer. No, yes, God will do it when you do it first, cuando tú lo hagas primero. I was talking to a man today, está hablando con un varón ahora, and he's a brother in Christ, es un hermano en Cristo. And he was telling me about that they had a guest at their church. Tenían a un invitado en su iglesia. And the man of God, el hombre de Dios, lo llamó, called them, and told them, y le dijo, look, God tells me to tell you, Dios me dice que te diga, you need to forgive a person. Tienes que perdonar a una persona. And he said this, he says, God is giving you a time. Dios te está dando un tiempo. Hazlo ya. Do it now before it's too late. Antes que sea muy tarde. And right away, he told me, él me dijo, I knew who he was talking about. Yo sabía de quién estaba hablando. And he said this, dijo esto, that was my father. Ese era mi papá. He raised me, él me crió. He's 98 years old. I think he said 98. He's in a convalescent home. Y él dijo, he said, and myself, I thought I had forgiven you. Pensé que lo había perdonado. He says, but then the Holy Spirit showed me, el Espíritu Santo me enseñó. He says, that I only did it out of my mouth, but not from my heart. Dijo él, yo pensé que lo había hecho. Dijo, pero el Espíritu me enseñó que lo había hecho solamente de boca, pero no de corazón. And you know what he did? And this just happened, acaba de pasar. He went to that place, fue ese lugar, and told them, I forgive you, te perdono. What did he do? He took action. Tomó acción. See, they prayed. The Bible says they prayed. La Biblia dice que oraron. And because of them, por causa de ellos, pusimos guarda. We set a watch. Let me ask you, le hago una pregunta a usted, hermanos. Let me tell you, if you want to better your life, quieres mejorar tu vida, hermanos. I'm sure that the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to you, te está hablando el Señor, hermanos. And guess what? Nobody's going to do it for you. Nadie lo va a hacer por ti. You have to take full responsibility. Tú tienes que tomar responsabilidad completa, hermanos. And I'm only speaking if the Lord is speaking to you about something. Si el Espíritu de Dios te está hablando a ti, hermano, hermana. What did they do? They put a watch against them. The Bible says day and night. La Biblia dice que pusieron guardia, hermanos, contra ellos de día y de noche. All day. Todo el día, hermanos. Now, when you go to verse 10, vas al verso 10, notice that the Bible says, dice la Biblia, then Judah said, dice la Biblia, y dijo Judah. Well, let's look at the name. Vamos a mirar el nombre. What does Judah mean? ¿Qué significa Judá? It means celebrated. Significa celebrar. Literally, it means praise or thanksgiving. Literalmente, el nombre Judá, hermano, significa alabanza o gracias. Y Judá and Judah, look what he says. Las fuerzas de los acarreadores se han debilitado. The strength of the laborers is failing. This is talking about, está hablando, it's talking about a tribe, está hablando de la tribu, hermanos. They say that Judah, dicen que Judá, la tribu de Judá, the tribe of Judah was supposed, hear me, was supposed to be the strongest. Ellos deberían haber sido los más fuertes. And the bravest, y los más bravos, el más valientes. What does that tell me? ¿Qué nos dice esto, hermanos? That there's times, hay momentos, you could be the bravest, the strongest, puede ser lo más valiente, lo más fuertes. But there's some fixing to do, pero hay cosas que arreglar. There's things that we need to handle, tenemos que arreglar, hermanos, en nuestras vidas, in our lives. Think about it, ponte a pensar. This is the tribe of Judah. Esta es la tribu de Judá. This is the tribe where you had the great kings. Aquí es donde estaban todos los reyes grandes, hermanos. Que aún de ahí viene ese linaje, hermanos. Nuestro Mesías, Cristo Jesús. That even our Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, is part of the tribe of Judah. Are you getting it tonight? Lo está dando en esta noche, hermano. There's going to be time. Va a haber noches, hermanos. Días, days, or months, weeks, semanas, meses, hermanos. Donde tú, hermano, Dios, God's going to speak to you. Dios te va a hablar. And there's certain things you have to take care of. Tienes que arreglar, hermanos. Many times the name, it's just a name. Muchas veces el nombre es solamente el nombre. The title is just a title. Hallelujah. What we do, lo que hacemos, who we are, quién somos, where we come from, de dónde venimos, where we are, dónde estamos, hermanos. There's things in your life, hay cosas en tu vida y en mi vida, hermanos, que tenemos que tomar responsabilidad. We need to take full responsibility. We need to take action. Tenemos que tomar acción. Every time we pray, cada vez que oramos, hermanos, it's an opportunity. Es una oportunidad, hermanos, para poder ver la gloria y el poder de Dios. To see the power and the glory of God. Any time that you pray, que oremos. And here's another point, otro punto. They recognize, reconocieron. They recognize because this is what Judah, what they said. The strength of the laborers is failing. Church, there's going to be times where you got to recognize. You got to be real. Keep it real. Between you and God. And say, you know what? I don't got strength. I'm weak. I'm in the flesh. I smell steaks. You got to recognize. And that's, notice, I want you to get this. They had just prayed, but he's keeping it real. He says, the strength of the laborers is failing. Verso 10, hermanos, acaban de orar. Y dice, las fuerzas de los acarreadores se han debilitado. Este es el punto, hermanos, que también va a haber momentos. Tienes que reconocer, hermanos, cuando hay debilidad. Cuando no hay fuerzas. Cuando no andas en el espíritu. Andas en la chuleta, para que me entiendan. And that's a big one right there. Esa es una grande. Many times we don't recognize, no reconocemos. We don't recognize that we're wrong. No reconocemos que estamos mal. In a marriage, many times, you don't recognize that you're the problem. En un matrimonio, muchas veces no reconocemos que tú eres el problema. You never stay quiet. Nunca te quedas callado. You talk too much. Hablas mucho. You think you're always right. Piensas que siempre está bien. Come on, tell your neighbor, they're talking to you, te están hablando. Just in case, por si acaso. You know, my father-in-law, when he had a rehab center, back in the day, the Good Samaritan, that's the one thing he would always say, cuando mi suegro tenía un centro de rehabilitación, el buen samaritano, the one thing for God to help you, para que Dios te ayude, is when they would ask you, te decían, what's wrong? ¿Qué está de mal contigo? If it was alcohol, si era el alcohol, if it was drugs, you had to say, you know what? This is the area, esta es la área where I'm struggling, estoy batallando. But there were times that they never wanted to admit, nunca querían admitir, hermanos. So guess what? God can't do anything. Dios no puede hacer nada. And it's the same thing, church. Es la misma cosa. Until you admites, you recognize, reconoce, and say, you know what? Yeah, I need to work in this area, esta área. This is my area, esta es mi área. They had just prayed, acaban de orar. ¿Y qué dice la tribu, hermanos? Las fuerzas están yendo de strength is going away. We're weak right now. We're tired. Estamos cansados. Now the question is, why were they tired? La pregunta es, ¿por qué estaban cansados? Why were they getting weak? Look what the Bible says in verse 10. Mira lo que dice el verso 10. It says, and there is so much rubbish that we are not able to build the wall. Dice la Biblia, y el escombro es mucho, y no podemos edificar el muro. Now remember, Do you guys remember, recuerdan, that they were what? Halfway done with the wall. Iban a la mitad, hermanos, para terminar la pared. El muro. ¿Recuerdan? That is a dangerous place. Ese es un lugar peligroso, hermanos. When you're halfway. Cuando vas a la mitad. Because you're still fighting. Todavía estás peleando. Hear me. There is still work to do. Todavía hay trabajo que hacer. There's things that we still need to handle. Hay cosas que tenemos que arreglar, hermanos. Now you got to remember. Tienes que recordar, hermanos. It wasn't just about rebuilding the wall. No era solamente, hermanos, de levantar el muro. Era de primero. It was first what? To clean. Era de limpiar. Sacar la basura. Haul away the rubbish, the trash. Oh, there's a message right there. See, some of you gotta, there's still rubbish in your life you gotta get rid of. The breeze you gotta get rid of. Come on, church. Remove it. Throw it out. Tire la basura, hermano. Está esperando. No es, muchas veces, you cannot build, no puedes construir completamente, totally, until you get rid of the rubbish. Hasta que quites, hermano, lo escombro. Oh, no me está entendiendo, hermano. ¿Sí me entienden? Muchos, many of us, we want new. Queremos nuevo. We want to do. Queremos hacer. But there's things, there's rubbish you haven't got away from. Todavía no has quitado. You haven't taken it out. Take the trash out. I said take the trash out because it's smelling. Está oliendo feo, hermano, porque no han sacado la basura. Come on, some attitudes. Oh, unas actitudes, let's throw it out. The amen's finished, los amenes se acabaron. Haul away that junk from the trunk. Saquen la basura, hermanos. Get it clean, clean yourself, límpiate. Did you hear me, church? Clean yourself, límpiate. Your spiritual life, tu vida espiritual, hermanos. Saca todo lo que tienes que. Take everything out of your heart. De tu corazón. Let God, the Spirit of the Lord, el Espíritu de Dios, hermano, que saque todo lo que tiene que salir. En el nombre de Jesús, in the name of Jesus. Some of you are collectors. Algunos les gusta colectar. Hoarders, there it is. Man, what? There's times where I go, why do you want this for? ¿Para qué quieres esto? No, not even the yourself will buy that. Remove it. Quítalo ya, hermano. And many times we use that hoarding. Queremos juntar ahí todo eso, hermano, because, you know, we think, pensamos. Here it goes. We might need it later. Quizá lo voy a ocupar a rato. Which one is it? ¿Cuál es? Are you in all the way? ¿Estás adentro completamente con Cristo, with Christ? Or you're still thinking about the world? ¿Estás pensando lo del mundo todavía? The old man, el viejo hombre. Now you're a man and a woman of God. Ahora es un hombre y una mujer de Dios. You are kings, ahora son reyes y sacerdotes. You are a royal priesthood, a holy nation. Tú ahora eres una nación santa. Hallelujah. Praise God. You're not Mr. Cartoon no more. Or Smiley. Or Sleepy. Amen. No. Hermanos, you are a new creation in Jesus Christ. Ahora eres una nueva criatura en Cristo Jesús. But we got to remove the rubbish. Tenemos que remover el escombro, hermanos. I know, hear me. They were tired. Ellos estaban cansados. It was work. And guess what? It is going to be work. Va a ser trabajo. But with Christ, all things are possible. Pero con Cristo, todo es posible. Hallelujah. You know what I'm saying? Even if it, you know, but little, you're doing something. Estás haciendo algo. The Bible says in Ephesians 5:26 that he may sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word. The word of God, hear me, church. This never gets old. As a believer in Christ, a disciple, a follower of Jesus Christ, we need the word of God every day. It don't matter how hard it is. It doesn't matter in what stage is your spiritual walk. It doesn't matter. The word of God will do wonders in your life. The word of God will cleanse you. The word of God will purify you. The word of God will do great things in your heart, in your life. That's why you need the word of God. La Biblia dice, hermanos, Pablo en Efesios 5:26, para santificarla, está hablando de la iglesia, nosotros, habiéndola purificado en lavamiento del agua y por la palabra. ¿Sabes cómo te puedes limpiar? ¿Cómo te puedes lavar? ¿Cómo tu corazón, tu vida puede ser limpiada, hermanos? Es con el poder de la palabra del Señor. No importa, hermano, lo que estés enfrentando, no importa cómo está tu caminar con el Señor, hermanos. Todos necesitamos la palabra del Señor, porque la palabra del Señor, hermanos, hace maravillas. La palabra de Dios te limpia, te purifica, te santifica, hermano, porque es palabra viva, palabra de Dios. Remove the rubbish. Mueva, hermano. Quite, saque fuera todo el escombro. Juan 15:3, John 15:3 says, notice what Jesus said, you are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Ya vosotros estáis limpios por la palabra que os he hablado. Juan 17:17, John 17:17 says, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. Santificarlos en tu verdad, tu palabra es verdad. Now, I want you to understand this. Nehemiah, his goal, Nehemiah, su meta era que Jerusalén será levantada una vez más. That Jerusalem, the walls of Jerusalem were once again be rebuilt. But as we have been reading, como hemos estado leyendo, hermanos, where do we find out? ¿Qué nos damos cuenta? It hasn't been easy. No ha sido fácil. But the whole time God's been with them. Pero todo el tiempo Dios ha estado con ellos. They've prayed. Han orado. They've taken action. Han tomado acción. They've laughed at them, se han reído de ellos, burlado, mocked them. And guess what? They've been what? Persevering. Han estado perseverando. The whole time, todo el tiempo, hermanos. Because his prayer and goal is to rebuild the walls. Es construir los muros, levantar los muros. In other words, God was using Nehemiah for such a time at that time. Dios está usando Nehemías para tal tiempo como ese, hermanos. Same thing with you, contigo. God has chose you. Dios te ha escogido a ti, hermanos, for such a time as this, para un tal tiempo como esto. To fulfill, para cumplir, what God, the assignment God has given you, la asignación, la tarea que Dios te ha dado a ti, hermanos. And that you know that's why you're not just anybody. Tú no eres cualquier, hermanos. Before Christ, antes de Cristo, we were nobodies. No éramos nada, hermanos. The Bible says we were lost. Estábamos perdidos. We were in darkness. Estábamos en la oscuridad. Without hope, the Bible says. Sin esperanza, dice la palabra de Dios, hermanos. But now in Christ, pero ahora en Cristo, we have a future. Tenemos un futuro. A hope. Una esperanza. And Jesus said these words. Jesús dijo estas palabras. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. Jesús dijo, hermanos, santificarlos en tu verdad. Tu palabra es verdad. You know what that word sanctify, la palabra santificarlos, hermanos, significa? It means to be set apart. Es, significa ser apartados para Dios. To be set apart for God. God has set you apart. Dios, hermanos, te ha apartado a ti. You're privileged. Tú eres privilegiado, hermanos. You're a blessed man and a blessed woman. Tú eres un hombre y una mujer bienaventurada. Para el placer del, for his pleasure and use. Para usarte a ti, hermanos, to use you. And in that word, en esa palabra, it implies, también implica, hermanos, santidad, holiness. Being set apart from the corruption, ser apartados, hermanos, de la corrupción del mundo, of this world, and for God's use, y para el uso de Dios. That's why we need the word. Por eso necesitamos la palabra. Because the word will remind you, la palabra te va a recordar, hermanos, who you are in Christ, quién eres en Cristo. We need the word. Necesitamos la palabra. You know how long, this is what they say, lo que dicen, the walls were ruined. ¿Qué tan tiempo tenían los muros, hermanos, en ruina? 100 years. 100 años. Y vino a ser, it became a place where there was, they would take rubbish. Llevaban, hermanos, basura. Jerusalem, Jerusalén, hermanos, was the place, era el lugar donde Dios moraba, God dwelt. A lot of great things in Jerusalem, muchas cosas grandes en Jerusalén. Remember when Daniel prayed? Cuando Daniel oró, hermanos, he opened up the windows, abrió las ventanas, and he prayed towards where? Jerusalem. Daniel oró hacia donde? Abrió las ventanas y oró hacia Jerusalén, hermanos. Now think about it. You're the temple of God. Tú eres el templo de Dios. God has called you. Dios está llamado, hermanos. To live a holy life. De vivir una vida santa, hermanos. That's why I kept saying, sigo diciendo, hermanos. We need to get rid of any debris. De cualquier escombro, hermanos, tenemos que tirar afuera, sacarlo. Don't live your life, no vivas tu vida, hermanos, with a lot of regrets. The time is now, el tiempo es ahora, hermanos. I know we say this, decimos esto, this is between me and God, esto es entre yo y Dios, hermanos. But there's more to it, hay más que eso.
Don't forget the words of Jesus. No olvides las palabras de Jesús. We are the salt. Nosotros somos la sal. We are the light. Somos la luz. Be the best version of yourself for Jesus. Que tú seas la mejor versión, hermanos, para Cristo Jesús. Do something about us. Algo, hermano. Don't complain. No te quejes. Haz algo. Do something. Do something. If you're tired, estás cansado de tu vida, your life, your spiritual life, tu vida espiritual, haz algo. Do something. Take action. Toma acción, hermano. It might be work. Quizás vas a hacer mucho trabajo, pero con Cristo todo se puede. With Christ, everything gets done. Whatever it is in life, en la vida, hermanos. If it's your marriage, tu matrimonio. If you're the problem, change. Si tú eres el problema, cambia. Oh, I'm waiting for a special touch from God. Well, keep on waiting. Estoy esperando un toque especial de Dios. Hermano, you can change right now. Tú puedes cambiar ahorita. Remove pride. Quita el orgullo, hermano. Oh, what? It's the church, la iglesia. If it's the church, la iglesia, find yourself a church. Encuéntrate una iglesia, hermanos. If you say the church, NGC, New Generations, go to find a church. And I guarantee, te garantizo, hermano, no pasan 6 months, you're going to find problems. Vas a ser problemas también. You know why? Because as we go, vamos para allá y para acá, at the end, nos damos cuenta, we realize and say, you know what? It's not the church, it's me. Yo soy el problema. I'm the problem. Your biggest enemy is yourself. Tu enemigo más grande eres tú, hermano. That's why you got to remove, tienes que quitar, remove all, everything that needs to be removed, hermano. Everything, todo. Get a U-Haul. Agarra un trailer, hermanos. Echa todo. Put everything in there. Amen. You know that, you know that, ¿sabías tú? That's what the Holy Spirit, he's a helper. El Espíritu Santo es uno que te ayuda, es un consolador. You know that one of the meanings, uno de los significados, the Holy Spirit, el Espíritu Santo, and I think it's in the book of Romans, it's in Romanos, where it says, and the Spirit will help you, y Él te ayudará. You know what the meaning means? It means that when you carry a heavy log, es decir, que levantas un lago, o un tronco, un tronco pesado, y tú no puedes con el tronco cargarlo tú solo. You can't carry that log by yourself. So somebody comes along, alguien viene a tu lado y te ayuda a cargar. He helps you to carry that log, a cargar ese tronco pesado. Está hablando del Espíritu Santo. He's talking about the Holy Spirit. That's why, when it comes down to this, there's no excuse. No hay excusa, hermanos. The Holy Spirit will help you. El Espíritu Santo, Él te ayudará. If you want the help, si quieres la ayuda. Because you could be a Christian, puede ser cristiano. You could say, I'm a brother. Puede decir, soy hermano, soy hermana, I'm a sister. We can say, but if we don't want the help, guess what? You're not going to get the help. Pero si tú no quieres la ayuda, no vas a agarrar la ayuda, hermanos. I know, yo sé que se oye fuerte, sounds strong, but it's the truth, es una verdad, hermanos. God works with those who are willing, los que están disponibles, hermanos. God will work with you. Dios trabajará contigo. Es como, mira, hermano, let me give you a good example. There's times, hay momentos, you're at the church, en la iglesia, God speaks to you, Dios te habla, and we make an altar call, hacemos un llamado, and the Holy Spirit is nudging you, está tratando contigo el Espíritu Santo, hermano. And what if, que si, that night, esa noche, hermano, Dios te pudiera hacer libre, he could set you free.
But you don't take action, no tomas acción. I'm not saying, no estoy diciendo que Dios no lo puede hacer en tu casa. I'm not saying that God can't do it at your house, in your car, en tu carro, at the store, en la tienda, hermano. But there's times, hay momentos, there's divine appointments. Hay citas divinas, hermanos, que Dios pone, that God puts for your opportunity, para tu oportunidad. And that is the time to stick around, que te quedes aquí. Don't go to the restroom, no te vas al baño, hermanos. No act like the phone's ringing, como que el teléfono está sonando, and you even grab the, and you're not even talking to nobody, no estás hablando con nadie. And then you, tú mismo te marcas a tú mismo, you die yourself. No, 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 hermano, no. God, the Holy Spirit, Espíritu Santo, is speaking to you, te está hablando. And I finish with this, termino con esto. Verse 11, verso 11. Recuerden, hermano, nunca vas a poder edificar hasta que remuevas el escombro. You will never be able to build until you remove the rubbish. And you know what their adversaries or their enemies, ¿saben qué dijeron, hermano, sus enemigos? Dijeron, they said they will never know nor see anything. Dijeron, no sepan ni vean hasta que entremos en medio de ellos y los matemos. Till we come into their midst and kill them and cause the work to cease. Y los matemos y hagamos cesar la obra. Remember, once again, una vez más, hermano, they were halfway, iban a la mitad. Every time, I'm going to say it again, every time that you really want to change, quieres un cambio, and you're getting there, ahí la llevas. The enemy takes advantage, el enemigo toma ventaja, hermanos, en esos momentos. Because now they were trying to speak fear and están tratando de hablar temor en ellos. But see, but you got to stick to the plan. Te tienes que apegar al plan, hermano. Amen. Stick to the plan. Quédate con el plan, hermano de Dios. Stick to the plan. Quédate con el plan de Dios. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Puestos tus ojos en Jesús, hermano. And watch. Y vas a mirar, hermanos, lo que Dios hará. What God will do. God wants to do new things in you. Dios quiere hacer cosas nuevas en ti, hermano. Even, hear me, church. Even all the blessings that God's given, todas las bendiciones que Dios te ha dado, all the victories, todas las victorias. And you're doing awesome. Estás haciendo bien, hermanos. You made it. Hermanos, but don't live off that. No vivas de eso. Don't live off, no viva de eso, hermanos. Because many times the victories, las victorias, the blessings, las bendiciones, the great things, you know, praise the Lord, gloria a Dios. But if we just, we stay stuck in that, nos quedamos atorados en eso, hermanos. We never advance more, nunca avanzamos más. Every day is a new day, cada día es un día nuevo, hermanos.
Every day, todos los días, es un día nuevo. Even Paul, aún Pablo, he even talked about that his past, su pasado, everything was like trash for him. Era como basura para él. Do you know that Paul said that? Pablo dijo eso, hermanos. He said, él dijo, todas las cosas como perdida por la excelencia del conocimiento de Cristo Jesús mi Señor, por el amor del cual lo he perdido todo y lo tengo por basura para ganar a Cristo. Es lo único que quería. Él quería a Cristo, hermanos. Él quería conocer a Cristo más y más, hermanos. Pero todo lo demás, todo lo de ayer, hermanos, era como si no existía. Notice that Paul, he said, I count all things, everything my past, the loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ. All he wanted to know Jesus more and more and more. He says, for I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ. So tonight and esta noche, hermanos, look at it, míralo así. Yesterday already passed, ayer ya pasó. Now, haz algo, hermano. Do something with Christ, con Cristo. You already removed. Ya quitaste. And if you haven't yet removed, si no has quitado, hermano, los escombros, do it tonight. Hazlo en esta noche. Don't wait. No esperes y digas, oh, I'm going to wait after February 14. Después de febrero 14, lo voy. No, hermano. Today, ahora, hermanos, ahora. Póngase de, please stand.
Thank you for joining us for today's message at New Generation Church. For more information, visit us at ecngchurch.com.